Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Yisrael Yankov ben Rosh Hashanah Zelig, lebracha batzlach v'chol maaseh yadav. And for Rabbi David Avram ben Rabbi Yitzchak Yona, lebracha batzlach v'chol maaseh yadav. And lerefuas Rabbi Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel ben Esther. And for Rabbi Zev Chaim ben Chaya Edel. And for Rav Yitzchak ben Baracha, and for Rav Avram Yosef and Rosh Chaim, they should all have Brios Hashleima. We are continuing our series of Shirim and the Haggadah Shel Pesach. We are in the previous Shir, at the end of the Shir, we saw the Piska Halach Ma'anya Diachlu Avasan of Arad Mitzrayim. So we'll continue with that, again based on the Torah of Hagonat Tzadik, Rav Yankov Moshe Charlap, Zichrono Livracha. Kol dichvin yeseh v'yechol, kol dichtzrich yeseh v'yifsach. Kan matchil, orech haseder lehodi adinim shel alayla hazeh. So when he says, anybody who's hungry should come and eat. Anybody who needs should come and have the Pesach. So here the person who is running the Seder should teach us the dinim of this night. So he says, kol dichvin, anybody who's hungry should come and eat to teach us that you have to eat the matzah when you're hungry. Eat the matzah b'tei avon, ayim psachim tzadi tesamid beis, ayin abud raham seder agoda perusha dibra masu alach manya. Whereas the Pesach is eaten ala sova. Pesach you eat when you're satiated, psachim ayin amid aleph, but not achila gasa. That's what it says, kol dit sirich yesevi yifsach. Anybody who needs should come and have the Pesach. So that's the idea of not tichvi, not when you're hungry, eat it ala sova, not achila gasa. Can't be that you're already full and you eat it. That's already too much. That's no good. That's person's disgusted by that. But it has to be that you're full. So kol ditzrich, if you need to, you come and you eat the Pesach. It could also be telling us the difference between Pesach and between matzah and Pesach. Because matzah you can eat. Anybody who's hungry can eat the matzah. Kol dichvin. But here, the Pesach, it's only ditzrich, only somebody who needs to. In other words, that he was matzrich himself. He made himself needed by the Pesach. You become a manui ala Pesach. You have to register to the Pesach. So therefore it's saying ditzrich, only if you need to, only if you're nitzrach by the Pesach. So now we don't have a Pesach. It's a famous kasha. If we don't have a Pesach, so what do you mean, we're right now we say, the end, we say, Hashata Hachol Hashana Barbara Yisrael. Right now we're here. We're in Babel. We're not in Eretz Yisrael. We're speaking Aramaic. So we're not in Eretz Yisrael, so what are you talking about the Pesach for? So even though now we don't have a Pesach, we're hoping the next year we'll also have a Pesach. Hashata Hochel Hashana Bo Barad Yisrael. So now we don't have a Pesach, but next year hopefully we'll be in Eretz Yisrael. We continue. Manishtana alayla hazeh mikol alaylos. Why is this night different than all other nights? Omer Rav, lefi haemet, tzarich liyaches liyom lashon zachar, velalayla lashon nekeva. Day is zachar, ends with a mem. Layla is nekeva, ends with a comma tay. So, and not only should Laila be Kamatei because it's not only should Laila be Nekeva because it's Kamatei, should be in the feminine form, but also its nature is feminine. The male, the moon is feminine. Because the Shemesh is the Mashpia, the Shemesh is the giver, and the Levana, the moon, is Makabel the Shefa. It receives the Shefa. So night is receiving from the day, from the Shemesh. So the giver in the male-female relationship is the male. And the receiver is the woman. That's how a child is formed. That's also the halacha of a ksuba. It's the man doing the giving and the woman doing the receiving. The man is the quarterback and the woman is the wide receiver. Or if she's skinny, she's not a wide receiver, she's a narrow receiver. But the woman is the receiver and the man is the giver. So memela, nekev, and the word nekev means a hole, which is receptive, a receptacle. So why then do we say halayla hazeh? which is Lashon Zachar. Laila Shabini Keva, Laila Hazot. V'chol zeh ba yidei miyut ha'yareach. And this all comes because of the diminishing of the moon, as we see in the Gemara, right? That the moon said, hey, Ein shnei melachim m'sham shem b'keser echad, we can't be able to be kings. I can't be the king together with the sun. So the God said to the moon, all right, you diminish yourself. But lasid lavo, when the Jewish people are going to be redeemed, and we count by the moon, then the moon's going to have a koyach atzmi. And like it says in the pasuk, ve'or alavana ka'or chama, the light of the moon is going to be like the light of the sun. Ubiyot shegeulat mitzrayim, hi hashoresh v'hayisod lechol hageulot, hechelu notzitzim orot hageula shel ha'atid gam belevana, u'me'az nikra halayla b'leshon zachar, halayla hazeh. וזהו עומק כוונת רבנו הגרא בפירושו להגדה. So since Geulas Mitzrayim is the root of all the Geulas, now the lights of the Geula of the future are already shining in the moon now. So you're right that the moon by nature is receptive, but in the future it's not going to be. Or Alavan is going to be Korach Hama. And therefore, night takes upon itself Lashon Zachar, Laila Zeh, because in the future it's not going to be receptive anymore. Already now it has a spark from the future. And that's the Oimek Kavanis, that's the depth of what the Gra means in his parish to the Haggadah. And look also in the Zohar and Parashas Bo, Lamed Ches Amid Beis and Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Beautiful. We continue. Omer Arav, Kama Panim Legeula. וכולם מביאים ישע ופדות. אולם, אם יחסר אפילו אחד מהם, אין הגאולה שלמה, ועוד עלולים להינתן שוב תחת כבלי הגלות, ולהיות שרויים באפל, באופל. כל צמצום איזשהו מעיק על הלב, ואין לך גאולה זולת זו, הבוקעת ועולה ומתפרצת מכל מיצר ומזהירה לעין חקר, המפזרת את הערפל ומאירה במרחביה. There are a number of faces, of aspects to the Geula, and they all bring salvation. However, if one of them is lacking, the Geula is not complete. And then we are again liable to be placed once again in the shackles of the Gullus and to be dwelling in the darkness. Every narrowing, every tzimtzum, every contraction causes one mu'aka b'lev. It pinches the heart. It causes the heart distress, and therefore it can't be tzimtzum. It can't be any narrow, contracted type of geulas. What is geula? Geula is the only one that breaks out from any narrow place. Mitzrayim, Elashon Mitzarim. The narrow place. And the geula has to shine indescribably. And it has to scatter the fog. And it has to shine in its vast space. Kol afradai tzimtzum galut, v'chol achlalai geula or. Any separation is contraction. That's galus. Any generalization, bringing everything together, that's geula, and that's light. Omnam afradai yoter misukeneti afrada bein avot levanim, sherei bazeh mitbatet hanekuda ikarit shel hagalut. However, the most dangerous separation is the separation between the Avos and the Banim. Because with that is expressed the primary point of the Gullus. when there's a separation between avos ubanim. Oy lahem labanim shegalu me'al shulchan avihem. Woe unto them, to the children, that were sent into exile from the table of their father. That's the separation between avos ubanim, oylem labanim, shegalim al shulchan avim. The sons went into galus from the shulchan of their father. Ulumat ze kol haosher shebegeula hu shivat lev avot al banim velev banim al avotam. The great joy of the geula is hashavas lev avos al banim and lev banim al avosam. As the Rav writes earlier on page Aleph, at the very beginning of the Haggadah, at the very beginning, but just about at the beginning, after he talks about Shabbos Haggadah a little bit, and then in the pagination of the Sefer, it's on Amud Aleph, even though before that there's already a couple of pages. בלילה הזה מתלקח הלב הקדוש של הצינור הגזעי של ישראל. הוא זרם הקודש הזורם בכל אחד מישראל, מאבות הקדושים אברהם, יצחק ויעקב. בלילה הזה מתעניין כל בן ומשתקק לעמוד על סוד קדושים של שיבת אמונים והדרת קודש. כנגד ארבע בנים דברה תורה. אפילו הרשע, אם כי נראה ששואל ברשות ובליצנות, הרי בפנימיות הוא מחכה לתשובת הדרת השיבה, ולכן הוא שואל. This is the night where the children get together with the avos. The children have a desire, this yearning to understand where we came from. The Keneged Arab Banim, it's all about the Banim. And even the Ben Arusha, it looks like he's asking Barishas Ulitzan, as Barabon Shalom, deep inside, he just wants to connect to the avos. He wants to believe. He wants to be good. הלילה הזה הוא הלילה המיוחד להשבת בנים לאבות ואבות לבניהם. This night is special to bring the sons back to the fathers and the fathers back to the sons. עבודת הקודש העתידה לאליהו הנביא, והשיב לב אבות על בנים ולב בנים על אבותם, וזהו יסוד המסורה בדבר בו אליהו הנביא והכנת כוסו בלילה הזה. That's what the night is all about. Night is all about the Veheshiv Le'Bobas Albanim Le'Banim Alavosam and Eliyahu Hanavi, and making a kos for him at the Seder. We want him to come. We want him to drink that kos. And when he comes, his job is to bring the Avos to the Banim and the Banim to the Avos, to reunite fathers and sons, to break up fractured families, to unite fractured families. Mamshich Harav Kan, Nachnu Be'amud Chavav. מעמודי הספר. רום פסגת קדושת ישראל הוא היחס הגזעי שלהם. The highest level of the Kedushas Israel is our ethnicity. שכולו אומר קדוש, that says complete holiness. יציקה אחת שלמה המכילה בקרבת כל האוכלוסייה שלהם, מראשית מחצבתם עד סוף כל הדורות, מעולם ועד עולם. כולם זרע אמת, זרע קודש, האבות והבנים יחד. We are one organic whole that includes everybody from beginning to end. We are all a seed of truth, a holy seed, the avos and the banim together. אוי לו למי שמרים יד לעשות פרצים ביניהם. Woe unto the one who makes breaches in between the avos and the banim. That's the avodas halayla, the avodas halayla's chibur avos ubanim. ביניהם לא יבדיל, ואך את נפשו הוא קובע. חילוק מחיצות בין אבות לבנים בישראל הוא חידלון גמור, ומכאן יסודי הגלות והפיזור. We cannot separate between fathers and sons. And doing so would be a terrible, terrible miscarriage of justice. When we have separations between parents and children, it's a complete loss, and it's the foundation of the exile and separation. It's chidalon. He uses the lashon of chidalon. Chidalon is when things get completely messed up. That's what happens when there's a mechitza between avos ubanim. They're really supposed to be one. It's supposed to be a hemshech. There's supposed to be an emotional, spiritual connection between them. V'lachen geulat Mitzrayim shishorash lechol ha-geulot. Kishem shagalut shel Mitzrayim hu shorash lechol ha-galuyot. Reishita ita legalot neflot et yachasutam levet avutam. Shem tsmudim, chavutkim, vidvukim yachad l'shorsham. And therefore Gulas Mitzrayim, which is the root of all Gulos, just like Gulas Mitzrayim is the root of all Gulos. So at the beginning, we have to reveal the wonders of the relationship to the family, that we're all connected. V'kulam ish sela beis avo, sela bayis, v'mimati bayis mios misa, bayis, bayis, bayis. And it all starts at the beginning of Golas Mitzrayim, Es Yaakov, Ishu Beito Bau. He and his house came, he and his family. That's how Golas Mitzrayim started, with the family. Ken gam b'yitziyatam mitzrayim hayta geula she'abanim hayu dvukim ba'avotam. Just like then, Yaakov was connected to his family. So too, when we're nigal, that's what's going to happen. Lo yinatku et hakesher shebeinehem v'lo yalchu shovav b'derech libam hem kim kol asher lo yadu v'chol asher yitaleh mehem she'ol yishalu me'avoteihem v'haya ki yishalcha bincha machar lemor ma'azot. The children are going to be clinging to their avos. They are not going to break off the kesher between them. They are not going to go in the ways of their hearts, in the naughty ways of their hearts. Rather, whatever they don't know, they're going to ask their avos. When your son asks you tomorrow, what is this? Daddy, explain it to me. With anticipating heart, they will wait to see what the avos are going to answer them. And they're going to swallow up any holy words that come out from them. And the Ben Arash also lowers his head towards the glorious elderly avos, the splendor of their old age, and he also is going to ask. It says, Chachamau Omer, Rashamau Omer, Tamau Omer. These are all questions. So the Rosh is also asking. The Rosh also wants to know. Im omnam be'azut v'chutzpa mitoch shedarko resha v'resha kesel, aval b'chol zot hu mechakeh l'tshuvat ha'av. You're right, he's asking from in his evil way. He's asking in a chutzpidik way, in a brazen way, but he wants to hear the Father's answer. Amazing. The pasuk says you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael and your kids are going to say, what is this avodah to you? Whose question is that? That's the Ben HaRasha. And then it concludes that they bow down. They were happy about the Besura of Eretz Yisrael. They're going to have children in Eretz Yisrael. That's why Vayikodam, they bowed down. They were so happy. They're going to have children. Even though it's the Ben HaRosh, they're happy they have children. תיאסרנו תמקיליותיהם לבוא בשאלה לפני אבותיהם, להציע לפניהם את כל מבוכותיהם ולבקש מזור לחולי נפשם. They're going to come, they're ill. They're ill in their souls. And they want help. That's the vision of the Torah, that these kids are going to come back and they're going to say, help me, I'm sick. So the way it's expressed is in a chutzpahdik way, but deep down they're in pain. They want to be healed. ובבשה שב מכה את שיניו לפי שהוציא את עצמו מן הכלל וכפר ועיקר ואמר אילו היה שם לא היה נגאל. יחד עם זה הוא מגלה לו שמכיוון שסוף סוף הוא בין הגאולים ולא נשאר בחשכת אפלת מצרים, הרי שניצוצי אור הגאולה חדרו לתוך פנימיותו וסוף כל סוף תאיר בתוכו סקולת הגאולה לדבק באבותיו, ואמונה הברה והתמימה תקה בו גלים לגאול גם אותו גאולת עולמים, להוציאו מן המיצר ולעמידו בקרן אורה של הגאולה. איזה מילים. Together with this, what does the father say to the son? He blunts his teeth and he was motzi atzmo, and the guy said, you guys, he doesn't want to be, I'm not part of you, you're the frimmies, I don't want to have anything to do with you. And he's kfir b'ikar, that's the kfir b'ikar, that he says, I'm not part of you, I'm not part of Klal Yisrael, that's kfir b'ikar, that's denial. And if he were there, he wouldn't have been nigal. But lucky him, he wasn't there. So sof, he is nigal, now he's redeemed. He isn't in the darkness of Mitzrayim. We're not in Mitzrayim anymore. We're in Arizona. We're in Miami Beach. We made it. So we're not in Mitzrayim anymore. So now these sparks of the light of Geula have penetrated into his pnimius. And now it will shine in him, the Skulas HaGeula, the magical quality of the Geula, and it will be Dovik in his Avos and their pure, holy Emuna, which is going to make waves within him to redeem him as well, an eternal redemption to take him out of his miserable narrow place and to put him in a horn of light, in a ray of light, better, of the Geula. Zot nachalat avdei Hashem asher yatzu v'negalu mimitzrayim. That's the portion of those servants of Hashem that went out and were redeemed from Egypt. Havot misivim barosh. והבנים מאתרים אותם לשמוע דבר השם אשר בפיהם. זהו סדרו של עולם, תיקונו ושכלולו, וממנו קיום הייעוד של העתיד לבוא. צדיקים יושבים ועטרותיהם בראשיהם ונהנים מזיו השכינה. That is the portion of those servants of God that went out and redeemed from Egypt. The Avos are at the head and the Banim are all around listening to the word of God that's in their mouth. That's the order of the world. That's what fixes the world. That's what perfects the world. And that is the, from this will be the fulfillment of the futuristic vision of tzaddikim sitting with their crown on their head and getting pleasure from the shine of the Shekhinah. Ve'amar bayom ahu, hine Elokeinu zeh. Kivinu lo voshienu, ze Hashem kivinu lo nagilav nismacha bishuato. And you'll say on that day, he said on that day, this is our God we waited for, and he'll save us. This is Hashem who we waited for. We will rejoice in his salvation. Vimomnam bikvitad mishicha lefneit galut ora geula mitgashim refaim libei atimei beinin shchashchin. ליבי עתימי ועינין ועינין חשכין. אומרים לנתק את הקשר הזה על בלתי נפסק בין המנבלת אביב בת כמה בימה מתברכים בליבם לאמור שלום יהיה לנו, כי בשרירות ליבנו נלך להרוס את כל הסדר ולהפוך כערה על פיה. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, כי הם מעלים גירה דרשת סדון העמים שאין להם כל יחס, יתפרדו כל פעולי אבן. פה חנף להם למצוא חן בעיני זרים, ממתים אליהם כל יום בעין רב, אומרים לבלם חינם. אך כל מה שיבטאו יותר במקום מחצבתם, יותר ויותר ידרכו העמים עליהם ברגל גאווה ובוז, ויותר ויותר יחרקו עליהם שן לבלם מן הארץ עליהם להשתלט על הרגשים המדומים, בל יחפצו עוד בהשחטת עולם וישובו לסדר הנכון, לשב לשולחן השם, לכבד את האבות שהוקש כבודם לכבוד המקום, להתעטר ועטר את תפארת בנים אבותם, ישאלו וידרשו תורה ודעת מפיהם, או אז יקנה לבבם הערל והיה מזור למכתם. So now we're living in a period, unfortunately, where so many children, this is the Rav talking 60, 70 years ago, but this is unfortunately continuing to this day, so many rebellious children, so many OTDs, so many children off the derech, many of them trying to find favor in the name, in the eyes of the nation. They rebel against a son against his father, a girl against her mother, well, a girl against her father, and a son against his mother. And the more they try to find favor in the eyes of the nation, the more the nations just look at them with complete contempt. It's not going to help. And eventually, they're going to come back. Eventually, they're going to come back, and they are going to be healed. ואף גם האבות עליהם להתחייב ביותר בחוב הקדוש להתמלא באש שלהבת יה, למען ירדו דבריהם לחדרי בטן של בניהם, ויחד כולם יאמרו גאולי השם אשר גאלם מיצר ומארצות קבצם ממזרח וממערב מצפון ומים, like it says in Tehillim Kufzayin Beten Gimel. Those who were redeemed by God, he redeemed them from that, those who were causing them pain. And from the lands he gathered them in, from east, from west, from north, from south. And as it says in there in Tehillim and Kuf Beis Chav Beis, Lesapir B'tzion Shem Hashem V'tehilato B'Yerushalayim. To relate in Zion the name of Hashem and His praise in Jerusalem. How beautiful is that? So the Yisod of the Seder, Rabbo Osai, is Avos together with the Banim together with the Avos. So the more we're Makariv our children, the better we've done. It's a good night not to have any criticism at the table. Just a lot of love and warmth and acceptance. And we should be Zoche. Continues the Rav. One more little raisin, sweet raisin, before we conclude this shir. Maschil b'gnus u'misayim b'shevach. We start with the bad stuff, with the bad news, and we conclude with the good news. We start with the Avodim Ayinu Leparo. We start with the B'tchilo Evdi Avodah Zorayu Abu Seinu. And we end B'Shevach, with the Geula. Why do we start with the Gnus? Omer HaRav, Ki Lo Dai B'Tzipiya LeGeula. It's not enough to anticipate the Geula. We have to also want the Geula, desire the Geula. And if we feel the shiftless of the Golus, the lowness of the Golus, Maschil B'Gnus, how horrible it was in Golus, then Mit'orer HaChefetz V'Aratzon LeGi'ula U'Misayim B'Shvach. Then we have this desire for the Ge'ula. So just first we have to know how terrible it is, and then only then, like anybody who has emotional problems, any problems in life, first they have to appreciate how bad the problems are, then they're going to do something to get out of it. Okay. We learned some very big yisodos in this year, and we should be zocher. May it's Hashem, Godot Hamad, Shemevi Lidei Maisis, Sof Dover HaKol Nishma, Selakim Yeravetz, Mitzilos Rishmor, Kizek Kol Adam, at the end of the day. Gotta do it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.